Dear people, religious and priests of the Diocese of Raphoe, it is with deep gratitude that I return home to serve as Bishop of Raphoe. As Father Kevin just said, the diocese where I was born, baptized, and ordained to the priesthood. To be called back to the place and people who first formed my faith is both humbling and deeply moving. From my earliest days, the faith and love I experienced in my family home in St. Johnstone have shaped every step of my journey. I think today with special affection of my mother Kathleen, whose love and deep faith continues to be a source of strength and encouragement, and of my late father Willie, whose example of quiet integrity, humour and trust in God left a mark that remains with me always. I am blessed also by the constant love and support of my sisters, my brother, my wider family and many friends, whose loyalty and kindness have accompanied me throughout every step of life and ministry. To return to Raphoe, the diocese that first formed me, is both humbling and profoundly moving. It was here that I first learned what faith looks like when it is lived day by day in families, in schools, in parishes, and in the generous witness of so many lay faithful, priests and religious. I wish to acknowledge with heartfelt gratitude my predecessors who have shaped this diocese with faith and dedication. Most recently, Bishop Alan McGookian, whose energy and selfless spirit of service have left its mark. And before him, Bishop Philip Boyce, here present, whose years of prayerful service and gentleness of spirit are still warmly remembered. I also remember with gratitude the late Bishop Seamus Hegarty and Bishop Anthony McFeely, whose faithful leadership and steady dedication helped to shape the life of this diocese in their time. I want, too, to acknowledge Monsignor Kevin Gillespie, who has so ably and faithfully served as diocesan administrator since Bishop McGookian's transfer to Down and Connor almost 2 years ago. He has carried that responsibility with steadiness, discretion, and generosity, ensuring that the pastoral and spiritual life of the diocese has continued without interruption. For the past 3 years, I have had the privilege of serving as Bishop of Ossory. The priests, religious, and people of that diocese welcomed me with warmth and trust, and I have learned much from their faith, their generosity, and their resilience in facing the challenges of our time. Of course, my knowledge of hurling tested their patience there. I leave Ossory with deep affection and gratitude and with friendships that I will always treasure. As I return now to Raphoe, I do so as one who was ordained a priest of this diocese 37 years ago on this very ground in this sanctuary. I carry with me immense respect for the priests of Raphoe, for their faithfulness, their pastoral care, their humour, and their dedication to the people they serve. I am also deeply grateful to the parishes where I was privileged to minister in earlier years. The people of those parishes taught me the meaning of priesthood and discipleship, not in theory, but through their faith, kindness and friendship. I also want to acknowledge with gratitude the teachers in our Catholic schools and the vital place of Catholic education in the life of our diocese. Supporting and strengthening that work will be a priority for me, deepening the good work already being done and building on the legacy that has shaped generations across our land. Having myself worked in education, both here in Donegal and for many years in Belfast, I know the dedication and faith that teaching requires, and I am deeply grateful to all who serve in our schools today. Raphoe is a place where the faith has deep roots. It is the land of Columba, Columbkill, Eunan, and so many holy men and women who, across generations, lived their faith with perseverance and courage. The rugged landscape of Donegal has shaped a faith that is resilient and steadfast, a faith that carried families through persecution, famine, and emigration, that sustained parishes through hardship and change, that built schools, churches, monasteries, and communities where Christ was known and loved. That same faith endures today, though it faces new and very different challenges. Like every diocese in Ireland, Raphoe was living through a time of profound change, cultural, social, and spiritual. We are no longer at the centre of public life in the way the church once was. Many people who once found their identity naturally in the life of the parish now find it elsewhere. Patterns of belief and belonging have shifted. The number of priests continues to decline, and we feel this particularly in our small rural communities, where the priest's presence has long been interwoven with local life. These are real challenges, and we do ourselves no favour by pretending otherwise. But I truly believe that this moment can also be a time of grace. The Church is being invited, even compelled, to rediscover what it means to be the people of God, a community of disciples gathered around the Word, the Eucharist, and the call to service. When we are fewer in number, we are reminded that the Church's vitality does not come from structures or statistics, but from hearts set on fire with love for Christ. The priests of this diocese carry heavy responsibilities today. I want, from the outset, to express my deep gratitude to them for their fidelity, their generosity, and their perseverance. I also want to acknowledge the growing number of lay people who are stepping forward to take up roles in parish life, in pastoral and finance councils, catechesis, liturgy, charitable outreach, and so many other ministries. The renewal of the Church in Raphoe will depend on this shared sense of mission, where priests and people walk together, each bringing their gifts to the service of the Gospel. At a national level, the Church in Ireland is reflecting deeply on its future, on how parishes and dioceses might be reorganised, how we can best sustain pastoral life, and how faith might be handed on in a more secular world. These conversations can stir anxiety, but they are also an opportunity to imagine how the deep and ancient faith of Ireland might take root afresh in our times. Whether through cooperation between parishes with neighbouring dioceses or through new pastoral arrangements, our guiding concern must always be the care of souls and our witness of Christ's love. We live in a world where faith is often met with indifference or sometimes even hostility. But I do not believe that the Irish people have lost their spiritual hunger. Beneath the noise and distraction of modern life, there remains a deep longing for meaning, belonging, forgiveness, and hope. The Church's task is not to lament what has been lost, but to speak again to that longing, to make visible the mercy of God in our parishes, our families, and our daily lives, a task underlined by the year of hope that is now drawing to its close, that was so close to the heart of Pope Francis. The Diocese of Raphoe carries with it over 14 centuries of faith. The ruins of ancient monasteries, churches, and the holy wells scattered across our landscape remind us that faith has endured through every season of history, through poverty, persecution, and change. That heritage is not just our past, it is our responsibility in the present. The same Spirit who inspired our ancestors in their trials is with us now, urging us to hand on the faith to a new generation with integrity and joy. As we look to the future, there are certain priorities that must guide us. We need to renew and support our priests, who are the Church's great treasure, to foster a culture of vocation in which priesthood and religious life are seen as living possibilities, to empower lay leadership rooted in baptismal mission, and to engage thoughtfully with the culture around us, not to condemn, but to understand, to converse, and to offer the gospel as the answer to the deepest questions of the human heart. This will require courage and imagination, and sometimes it will demand difficult choices. We may need to share resources more effectively, to collaborate across parish and diocesan boundaries, and to find new forms of ministry suited to today's realities. But such change, if guided by the Spirit, are not signs of decline. They are expressions of fidelity to the mission Christ has entrusted to us. As I prepare to begin this new ministry, I do so with a heart that is both grateful and trusting. Grateful for the faith that has shaped this land, for the example of those who have gone before us, and for the welcome I have already received here. And trusting that, even in our weakness, the Holy Spirit is at work, renewing, guiding, and surprising us. The future of the Church in Raphoe will not depend on one person or one plan. It will depend on our willingness to listen to the Spirit together, to pray together, and to discern where Christ is leading us. That is the journey I wish to take with you as your bishop, as a fellow disciple, and as a servant of the gospel. As we come toward the end of the Jubilee Year of Hope, let us walk that road together with courage and hope. The same Lord who called Columba from these shores to bring the light of faith to distant lands now calls us to renew that light here in our own time. May we be worthy of the trust that has been placed in us. Chemish arai lechela agsmoj lan lemonin. Awara awaharna aglisha gi orinya. Akolam kela a adwin a vrij a kiran a kianak gi orin. Amen.